Today we start Maseches Yuma, the Daf Yomi, the Mishnah at the very beginning of Maseches Yuma. Shivas Yom Kodem Yom Kippur, Marfishin Kohen Gadol Libeso, 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur, we keep take the Kohen Gadol away from his wife, away from his house, and we get him ready for Yom Kippurim. And one of the things we definitely do as well, the Mishnah says, is we make sure there's another Kohen Acher Tachtov. There's another Kohen to be ready to wait just in case any problem happens with the Kohen Gadol that it will be able to take over. Then there's Machlokas in the Mishnah though. Do we go even a step further? Do we also prepare an extra wife for the Kohen Gadol? We also maskinin lo isha acheres. So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and the Rabbanan say no, because im kein ein l'davar sof, then there will be no end to what the types of preparations you would do, just in case something would happen. On a similar note, the Gemara starts off by quoting a Mishnah Maseches Para, that just like we separate a Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim, we also take away the Kohen who's going to be involved in the Shreifas Parah Aduma 7 days in advance of his dealings with the Parah Aduma. And we put him in a different type of room, not in the same place, the Lishchas Parhedrin, where we put the Kohen Gadol, but in a room called the Lishchas Beis HaEven. It was called the Lishchas Beis HaEven because all of the Kalim that were used in that room are Kalim that cannot be Makabel Tumah. They're Klei Avanim, Klei Galalim, the kinds of Kalim that cannot be Makabel Tumah. And the reason they were so strict with the types of kelim that they use in this type of room was they took extra chumras when it comes to the tahara of the paraduma, because there is one giant kula that we have when it comes to the tahara of paraduma, namely that we allow the tahara of the paraduma to be done with a kohen who's a tevul yom. And the tzedukin used to say that it has to only be done with a kohen who's not a tevul yom, so we would dafka be metame a kohen and have him become a tevul yom and have him involved in the paraduma. So as a way of compensating for that, we would have all sorts of extra chumras when it comes to the paraduma. The Gemara then quotes two definitions of what the word bira means, whether bira means the harabayis or a particular makom on the harabayis. And then the Gemara quotes the source for both the idea of being mafresh the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the idea of being mafresh the Kohen before the paraduma is all from one pasuk. It's a pasuk by the Miluim that says, Kasher asa b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem la'asos L'chaper aleichem. La'asos is a reference to Paraduma. L'chaper is a reference to Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara questions each one of those. How do you know? We know that the whole pasuk can't be talking about Paraduma because it says L'chaper and Paraduma is not a kapara. But maybe the whole thing's talking about Yom HaKippurim. How do you know that La'asos is about Paraduma? So the Gemara says Tziva Tziva is a Gezeirah Shava that links the parsha of Paraduma specifically with the parsha of the Miluim. And we don't learn it out from even though Yom HaKippurim also has the term Tziva, it's a little bit different over there. It's after Asiya, says the Gemara, but wait a second. Maybe the word Tziva by Karbanos is what we're really trying to link up with the Miluim. So the Gemara says, no, by Karbanos it never says Tziva, it says Tzavoso. And you can't link Tziva with Tzavoso. So Gemara said, what are you talking about? We have a Gzera Shava V'Shava Kohen Uva Kohen. The words aren't even similar, and we make a Gzera Shava. So Tziva and Tzavoso is at least pretty close. We should be able to make a Gzera Shava. Gemara said, oh, typically when we make a Gzera Shava, we want the words to be as close a match as possible. When there's no better match, so we'll take a V'Shava Kohen Uva Kohen. But when you have a Tziva and a Tziva, you go with the Tziva and Tziva instead of a Tziva and a Tzavoso. Then the Gemara says, well, how do we know that when it says the Chaper, it's talking about the Kapar of Yom HaKippurim? Maybe L'chaper is talking about all other karbanos. Well, that can't be, because you wouldn't know which kohen to bring aside. Okay, maybe it's talking about the karbanos of the Yom Tovim, where it's kavur zman. We have a zman kavur for those Yom Tovim. So Gemara says no, because that's more than once a year. We have to be talking about something that's only once a year. Okay, maybe it's a particular Yom Tov that you have to designate, separate the kohen 7 days in advance of a particular Yom Tov. Maybe it's not about Yom Kippur. Maybe it's some other Yom Tov. Maybe it's Pesach, because Pesach has such an important mitzvah Pesach is so important that the Torah always starts with Pesach. Maybe it's Sukkot, because Sukkot has so many different mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be either one of those. It gives a reason why it can't be either one of those. The Gemara says, okay, maybe Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is also a separate Chag. The Gemara says, it's a separate Chag, but it's also still part of the original Chag. And we left off right in the middle of that sugya, where the Gemara is continuing to suggest different Yom Tovim that the Pasuk might have been referring to, that you have to designate the Kohen 7 days in advance instead of saying that it's about Yom HaKippurim. Obviously, the conclusion is going to be that it's Yom HaKippurim. It's not any of these other Yom Tovim.